USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention in Houston on Friday dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as a single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District safety plan have several measures in place already, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. A recount is underway in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client who has ties to the Democratic Party when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization before the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors say Sussman wanted to use the FBI and major news outlets to deliver an October surprise that would have gave the election to Hillary Clinton. A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The $1.02 billion settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. This week was a winner for Wall Street, in fact, the first one for a while. The Dow closed up 1,951 points, the NASDAQ was up 777 points, the S&P 500 added 257 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Four children no longer have parents this week. Mom was killed during the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. Dad died from a fatal heart attack after visiting a memorial for the victims. Family members have established a fund for the kids who range in age from 23 to 12.
Donations are reaching the $2.5 million mark for four children left parentless by the Uvalde school shooting. A GoFundMe was created for the children of Irma and Joe Garcia. Irma was killed while protecting students at Robb Elementary, while Joe died after the tragedy from a likely stress-induced heart attack. It's just one of the several fundraisers that have been started since the mass shooting to help pay for the funeral and medical expenses of affected students. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Temperatures barely climbed into the 90s and only for a couple of days. However, the discovery of the bodies of three women inside a Chicago senior housing facility this month is leaving the city looking for answers to questions that were supposed to be addressed after a longer and hotter heat wave killed more than 700 people nearly three decades ago. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has yet to determine the causes of death for the three women whose bodies were found in the James Snyder apartment on May 14th. The victims' families have already filed or plan to file wrongful death lawsuits against the companies that own and manage the buildings. Listen to us anywhere at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.